You know, we wish there was honesty in media. We wish there was integrity in media. I love when people say, well, what about the Associated Press? That's completely unbiased, right, Ari? I'm like, have you read that sucker recently? Luckily for us here in Washington State and around the rest of the country, we have the Center Square. The Center Square is truly just the news. It gives you all the stories you wouldn't get anywhere else, and it gives them without any spin, without any bias, and is one of my most trusted news sources. Joining us now on the KVI studio line, investigative reporter for the Center Square, TJ Martindale. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So you've got two stories here that I'm fascinated by that have to do with us here in Washington. The first one is report on Washington's Office of Equity Director, racial bias, Avengers, and instructions from God. Now, this is the person that Jay Inslee fired from a diversity position who seems to have been a diversity hire. And that's like unheard of here in Washington. So how bad did it get that this person had to be fired?
Well, there was an internal investigation that was launched sometime last year in response to numerous employees that were making allegations. And there's quite a few things. One was the level of micromanaging that allegedly occurred, where any decision had to get direct approval from her. One woman was told she couldn't have her hair braided because it was, quote, cultural appropriation. And then she was implying that she was receiving messages from God and telling people that God had instructed her to hire them specifically and that they should accept the role or they would disappoint God.
Hang on. I got to stop you right there. So do you think it's because she was getting the messages from God and the left isn't so big on that kind of stuff is why she actually got fired and not the other stuff?
Well, she also refused to do a follow-up interview because there was an initial one earlier this year, and then there was supposed to be another one, and then she chose not to participate in it. And so that's, I don't fully know the process of how this works, but it was, based on her email, she seemed to imply that it was her effectively, she wasn't admitting guilt, but she just was knowing that not saying anything that she was basically going to have to defend herself, and she chose not to do so moving forward. But that may have been mere formality. She may have realized that she was going to get let go anyways, and so why bother participating? But we don't know for sure.
Now, knowing the way these things go, typically a person like this moves up. They fail upwards. Usually they don't resign or quit or get fired until they got somewhere else to go. I mean, I'm reminded of Tracy Castro Gill, who was one of the architects of Seattle's woke public school curriculum. She got promoted up to Washington State. They started buying her curriculums and started selling them all over the country until a lot of her anti-Semitism was revealed, and yet they're still buying some of this stuff. Is this somebody who you see getting hired by somebody else? Have you heard any rumors to that effect?
I haven't heard any rumors, and it's possible she may have a job already lined up. That's why she didn't continue with participating in the investigation. But I think what we were probably seeing is just if the investigation allegations are true, all the ones that were mentioned in the report, which is not everything in the report made it into the story. There was just too many things. So you focus on the stuff that is the most, I'd say, noteworthy. But an inability to just work with people that have a common cause or a common goal. So I think that was part of it. It's also possible that she picked a fight with just the wrong person on some of the stuff. I mean, one example is where this is one of the allegations is that she told a Mexican employee that, quote, "This may take some time for me because I generally distrust Mexican people. Mexican people have the option of being white when it is convenient for them." I mean, so that might possibly have something to do with why, she didn't get promoted or transferred or something like that.
Unbelievable. We're talking with TJ Martindale, who's an investigative journalist with the Center Square, about Dr. Karen Johnson, who managed to get herself fired from a diversity position here in Washington State. And my favorite part is right here. I'm just going to read an excerpt here from your article. In her February 18th interview with a law firm, Dr. Johnson spent a third of that time describing her professional background, including guiding Bible verses, leadership training, and work with veterans. She also compared her team to the Avengers operating out of vibration to bring equity and justice to the world. Now, the last time I checked the vibranium, is really a material that you use to make Captain America's shield, wouldn't she say they're operating out of Avengers headquarters or Stark Tower or, I don't know, Wakanda, you know, which if we're going to go more her direction, right? But no, it seems like, what is she even talking about here?
That is a very good question. I think the one of the things that would get, there's a lot of different angles of how to interpret the statement and how to, if people are going to critique it. I think the one thing that would get left out is that if her work is as serious as people claim it is, and the problems that they're trying to deal with is as serious as they say it is, that it's not, one could argue that's not very appropriate to compare it to a fictional comic book film series.
Right.
It's like if you were dealing with, say, child sex trafficking investigations or trying to crack down on the, you know, drug cartels. It would seem to many people unprofessional to compare it to like a comic book or to something that is kind of a lighthearted entertainment.
Right. You're not going to say we're going to go fast and furious on this and send in Dominic Toretto to go solve the problem with the drug runners in Mexico.
Yeah, and so that's where I think one of the things that would potentially get left out of this discussion that people have about this is this comparing really seemingly important stuff or serious work with something that's not very serious. And so that was one of the things that kind of struck out is there seems to be a comparison to the Avengers on pretty much every issue that's going on in the world. We wouldn't compare the Cuban Missile Crisis to, you know, Avengers Endgame.
Right, especially because a lot of the Avengers die in that movie, but we don't really have to go down that road. Switching gears for a minute with T.J. Martinell from the Center Square. You have this other article here, former criminals deemed marginalized under Washington State worker training. So not just are we paying criminals, not just are we giving them voting rights back, not just are we letting them do whatever they want, releasing them, not even prosecuting, but now we're saying they've been marginalized because of whatever they've done. Does that about sum it up?
Yeah, and one of the things that I noted or observed is that perhaps explains a lot of our public policy regarding crime and public safety, is that if you look at, it comes down to how do you view a criminal or a person committing crimes or who has committed a crime? Do you see them as the perpetrator or the victim? And according to this privilege matrix, a convicted and incarcerated individuals are considered marginalized. So they are in a status of victimhood. And the person who has not committed a crime is seen as the perpetrator. And so that for people who might be confused about some of the ways that crime is treated in many cities and in parts of the state, that may help explain it. Because some people seem to be confused about why some of that stuff goes on.
Gotcha. Now, are there any other stories you're working on right now that you may give us a little spoiler alert for of what's coming up next? Somewhat in these veins, not in these veins, but something that people are going to go, oh my God, our state is insane.
I'd say I'm working on a few investigations. I did one on the state attorney general's office a couple weeks ago, and let's just say that there's a lot more where that's coming from, so stay tuned.
Ah, I love that kind of stuff because Bobby Boy, Turd Ferguson, as we call him around here, has really made my list and really got to hope the Republicans come up with somebody good to run because we just can't have Bob Ferguson as governor of Washington. T.J. Martinell, investigative journalist for the Center Square, really appreciate you joining us today. Really appreciate your fine work. The Center Square is an indispensable resource that we use here on the show all the time, so please keep up the great work.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure.